I'm a Rottweiler.
After a moment of startled silence, I managed to say, No kidding? A Rottweiler, huh?
That's right. And you know what that means?
No. What does that mean?
It means...
He leaned toward us.
That you guys better stay away from my donuts. I saw you staring at them.
Actually, pal, we're not even sure what donuts are. Maybe you can tell us.
Sweet pastries. They're great. Dogs love them. But you can't have any.
Oh, yeah? What makes you so sure about that? He tapped himself on the chest.
I do security for Trejo's Donut Delights.
I snorted a laugh. Really? You're guarding a load of pastries?
Yeah. 15 dozen. Is that funny?
I burst out laughing. I'm sorry, pal, but yes, that's the funniest thing I've heard since you said you were a Rottweiler. He held his head at a haughty angle.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out, country boy. 2 months ago, I sent 2 cow dogs and 1 collie to the hospital. Last week, I karate chopped a boxer dog half in two. Yesterday morning, I whipped, and we're talking about mauled, a couple of Great Danes. They were trying to mess with Tom Trejo's donuts. When the ambulance came to pick him up, nobody was laughing.
Oh, yeah? Well, hear this. What do you think of that, huh? A little mutt shrugged.
I think you're dumb, like all the others. Dumb dogs always laugh. Then they die laughing.
I winked at Drover. Ooh! Hey, this is getting better and better. You know, for a pipsqueak, you sure talk a lot of trash.
Yeah, but I back it up, dude. You don't believe me? Jump out that window. I dare you.
Huh? I took a closer look at him. Maybe I didn't hear you right. Did you just dare me to jump out the window?
Yeah.
This window right here?
Yeah.
Just jump out on the ground? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And let's make it a double dog dare.
Behind me, I heard Drover say, Get him, Hanky, get him. My goodness, it appeared that events were rushing us toward a confrontation. I squared my enormous shoulders and gave the shrimp a look of purest steel. Okay, pal, now you've done it. You should never challenge a ranch dog unless you're ready to face the consequences. Drover, hop down there and let's get this over with. Drover gasped and shrank back.
Me? Are you crazy?
We moved away from the window so that we could conduct our business in private. What's the problem? He's bluffing. He's just a little shrimp with a big mouth.
If he's such a shrimp, how come he's guarding 15,000 donuts?
It's only 15 dozen.
Yeah, but he said he'd cut a dog in half with a karate chop.
So what? It's cheap talk. Drover, I'm thinking of your career. This would give you a chance to advance up the ladder of success. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, but you know this old leg of mine, it's killing me.
Oh, brother. Drover, you're behaving like a selfish, chicken-hearted little creep. I'm ashamed of you.
Me too. So why don't you do it?
Huh? Well, I studied Bear through the windshield. He looks very confident, doesn't he?
Yeah, it makes me wonder. Maybe he really is a Rottweiler.
Don't be ridiculous.
A miniature Rottweiler.
I hadn't thought of that. Drover was trembling now.
I've heard about those guys. They're double tough, triple tough.
My mind was racing. Drover, something very strange is going on here, and it all boils down to one crucial question. Do we dare risk the head of ranch security over something as trivial as a dare and a donut?
Heck yes, I'm starved.
What?
I said, heck no.
I agree. Until we can gather more information on this situation, we have no choice but to follow the, path of maturity.
You mean?
Exactly. We're going to sit this one out. We just can't risk it. It was tough, let me tell you. In order to follow the path of maturity, we had to sit there and listen to that mouthy little whatever he was as he strutted back and forth yelling,
"We're number one! We're number one!"
He gave us monkey ears, crossed his eyes, and even stuck out his tongue at us. He laughed, he sneered, he mocked us, he taunted us, he called us chickens and cowards and yellow-bellied country bumpkins. And we had to sit there and take it. The entire security division was plunged into gloom. Never had we sunk so low. But then... the shop door opened, and out walked the owner of the red pickup, Tom Trejo. He was no longer carrying the box of donuts, so I took this to mean that he had delivered them to the mechanics in the shop and was ready to leave. On that small point, I happened to be wrong. Instead of climbing into the pickup, he walked up to the window and said, this is a direct quote, he said,
"Hi, Poodsy. You doing okay?"
Drover and I exchanged glances of astonishment. Poodsy? The twerp had given us a phony name and was operating under a false identity. His name wasn't Bear, and he was no more Rottweiler than I was. Then the little fraud flew into Tom's arms, licked his face, and yipped with joy. Exactly the sort of behavior you'd expect from a sniveling poodle. Then Tom said,
"I'm talking with some of the boys. I'll be a while."
His dark eyes moved to us.
"Are those dogs bothering you?"
Tom came lumbering over to our pickup, rested his elbows on the window ledge, and leaned inside.
"Don't be messing with my poodle. He's got the sniffles."
He lowered his voice to a growl.
"And don't even think about getting into my donuts."
"Yes, sir." He turned on his heel, blew a kiss to Poodsy, and disappeared inside the building. The instant we heard the door shut behind him, Drover and I gave each other a nod, rose to our respective feet. He rose to his, I rose to mine, and swaggered over to the open window. Poodsy Poodle was admiring his toenails.